Yep.
Call the Cache Mosquito Abatement District Board Trustees Meeting to Order Thursday, June 27, 2024, at 7:00 PM. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
Craig Rigby, Newton.
Kermit Price, Millville.
David Winnebago.
Gregory Shannon, Nibley.
Brian Myers, Menden.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Dave Coons, Providence.
Ned Super, Lewiston.
Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Don Sheffer, Richmond.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
And Dave Gavitter, Hyde Park.
Thank you, and welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Craig Hidalgo moves that we adopt the agenda.
David would second.
Have a motion of second, any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes of May 23rd, 2024 meeting.
Wade Campbell, make a motion to approve the minutes from May 23, 2024.
Thank you, do I hear a second?
Don Sheffer, second.
Have a motion of second, any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? What am I supposed to say?
Any opposed?
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Thank you. Tax increase discussion, we got our paper in time, right?
Yes.
Did good?
Yeah. I just kept this on just to, so we have a.
So all we're doing is waiting to hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there'll be really no objection from the county, other than try to, because they're doing the same thing. But what we'll hear now, we need to prepare for our public hearing, which will be on what date? November.
November 21st.
Yeah. So all we need to do as a board is solidify and strengthen our accomplishments and what we need to accomplish to identify where that money's gonna go.
Yeah.
And divide it, you know, among those parties so people have a clear understanding where that money's gonna be put.
Okay.
And I can give an example of that next meeting if you like, because Clarkson's already done ours. We'll be doing our public hearing here shortly. And I can show you what I did for mine.
And where do we submit that, or what do we do with that?
No, that will be used at the public hearing. We'll go down through it.
So we don't need to worry about it really right now. So if you bring that, we can work on it.
Yeah, we can go down through it and strengthen it so that it helps facilitate discussion for the public and helps them to see where it's going. So that, mm-hmm. you know, if you strengthen it enough, I've never got any pushback when I've had to do it, because I pretty well had my few ducks in a row, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, all right. Next, manager's report.
It is the middle of the season, not the middle quite yet, but we'll get the bad stuff out first. Monday night we had a truck hit a railroad tie. Railroad tie, as he put it, one, truck zero. So we do have an accident report. It's still drivable, but
as a post or on the ground?
It was a post. He coming out of a canal bank in Cornish, over there, but east of the town hall. Somebody put a cattle guard right there on the, and as he's coming on, he just took the corner a little too sharp. And it was dark, so. That will be taken, the truck will be taken care of this fall, but that's the bad thing. Now the good stuff is the drone is working. This pilot, good heavens, he is loving this. Already in the almost month that we've been going, he's covered 150 acres with that drone. That is almost, we had total for last year and this year, almost 328 acres. So 150 acres, the end of June, he's almost halfway to what we did last year, over halfway of what we did last year almost, and it's the end of June. So it's It's working. Most of it's been, we've had a couple of places that a guy has called down in Nibley. And we've done, there in Nibley, we've done over there by Thomas Edison and where the Greenways bin was, those places there and a couple other places. But he's a good pilot. With that, I went up to USU Tuesday afternoon and talked with a professor by the name of Duke Papworth, I believe. Him and I got thinking that USU's got a drone program, and both last year and this year is where I've got my drone pilots. But the problem with that drone program is that it's teaching kids how to fly drones, but it's not teaching them how to calibrate or the agricultural or mosquito abatement part of that. And so I went up to him and we got talking, and he is going to reach out to the agricultural department, the ecology department, actually he has, but we'll know more after the 4th of July. But reaching out to those departments, and then I reached out to Salt Lake City Mosquito Abatement District, their pilot down there, and together we're going to come up with a program, like a 3 to 5 day course probably that these kids could take for credit, and if they take that for credit on how to set up these drones, because me, that's not my expertise. I can send them out there and show them the larva and teach them how to spread on a four-wheeler or in a backpack or something like that. But the drones, I'm learning, but it's something that has got to come because I've got too much more stuff in the fire. So we're going to try to get a course that will come this May that the kids can take, or we're looking at it two ways. One, you can do it for CEUs, which is credits that you can learn towards other stuff, or the kids could take it for credit as part of their schooling. And if they, either way that they can do it, so we'll take that class, do that 3 to 5 day course with Salt Lake Mosquito Abatement as part of that teaching, the drone department, the ag department, and the ecology, having a little bit of everything. So,
have you talked to the people across the street here, the USDA office? I think they got a program. Do you know?
I don't know.
Do they?
For certifying?
For drone stuff.
Okay. And we could add them into
it
as well.
I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, they might have a program already up and running, and we could just...
Right. Well, the reason why I'm looking at it this way is because the kids are coming out, and then they can, like my drone pilot this year is as an intern. It's a paid internship, but they're getting, they're getting 6 credits to work for me this year, plus they're getting paid $16 $16.50 an hour, which last year with my drone pilot it was $18 because he'd had experience, and I'm grateful that he came in because he's the one who got everything set up because he'd already been with Salt Lake Mosquito Abatement. So what we're trying to do is create a pipeline. You know, Davis County has got it, we've got it, Utah County's got it, Salt Lake City. I think that Weber County is going to be trying to start, and I could see Brigham, or not Brigham, but Box Elder starting this program. And if we can get kids that can come in as interns, give them the credit, but also they've got that ability to just hit the ground running, that's what our hope is. So,
and Richard, what are we doing as far as, okay, we're handling chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we doing as far as making sure we're not liable for their learning?
That's the insurance part of it from the ULGT that we're paying, but they also have to get their non-commercial pesticide license, and that covers that as well.
Okay.
So, and So we still make them get that non-commercial pesticide license. Plus, they have to have our drone is small enough. They only have to have what's called a Part 107. Once we get the great big drone, they have to have it's a Part 157, I believe, and that will come. That's another thing that can come through the university, so that we don't have to pay for that. They're paying with that, and so they'll come in with that ability to run these bigger drones already. So that's the whole. That's the scope of what we're trying to get to. And so I just met with him Tuesday. We'll know more as the time goes on, and hopefully we can have a course up and everything falls into place by May of next year. So we're supposed to have a couple from Providence here that was going to present to you as a board, but apparently they didn't come. They want us to put tractors on the vehicles. I'll tell you right now, I'm never going to, well, I can't say never, I will not put tractors on the vehicles, because we've had too many nut cases that...
You already have, you mean for the public to track?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I said you already tracked your
vehicles. Yeah, we've got a GPS for our records, but
it to make it public so anyone knows where
And their
the
whole
is.
Purpose is they live up Providence Canyon, they leave their windows open so they get a breeze. They want to know where they are so they can close their windows.
You can hear it coming.
Exactly.
They can look on the website and see the nine.
And exactly. And in fact, we don't go up Providence Canyon, because we come to the west of Providence Canyon. There's a north and south road there, and I'm not sure what east that is, but we don't even go up that north up to Providence Canyon. So
you're so stuck if you have that on.
Exactly. Yeah. So I will never put a tracker so that the public can track. That's what I've got the website for. They know when we're going to be there. And that is not the best practice necessarily to say that we're going to be in a city this time every night, but it helps us to keep the calls down and people know. The best practice is to run with data. So if these bigger mosquito paint districts, they'll set a trap in an area, and if they get so many, and they'll do it every night, they'll set traps. I just don't have the manpower and the means to do that, and then they'll spray according to those traps. We can't do that, so this is why we do it the way we do it.
As the new guy, do the drones actually spray too?
They can't, not the foggy, no.
Okay.
They come with a liquid tank, but the liquid is kind of like whether liquid fertilizer or like ground, what's it called?
You can do herbicide.
Herbicide, that's what I'm looking for, herbicide. But mosquito abatement does have a BTI liquid, but I've never used it.
We're just using it to...
For granules.
Okay.
Yep, it's got a granule spreader and a and it calibrates itself really, and you just calibrate according to what product that we're using, what granule product we're using, and it works pretty. But yeah, the thing that we'll always probably use it for is granule, just like if we're have a backpack spreader that's walking and doing it that way. So,
Richard, I just suggested Sierra. This should be on the agenda, not as a separate line item in the future. So, you know that something like that. If somebody from the public wants to be here, we should make that a specific agenda item.
Okay, that is true.
Okay, I wasn't. This is all. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if it could fit in like my report. I was just thinking it would fit in my report.
It's a public. Or want to say something, so we need to put it out there so others that might support that are aware of it and can be here as well.
That's true.
I'll make a note for next time.
This Monday was the first Monday that we've been able to trap. As you know, a week ago it froze everything. If you drive out through the rural areas, everybody's corn tops are gone. And then the week before it was windy. kind of like what it was tonight. But we finally were able to trap this Monday, and we had in 16 traps just under 1,000 mosquitoes, which isn't too bad for this time of year. We're still getting a few calls from Millville, but that's the only place that we've really got. We had two in your trap, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
That's everything that's south, and I don't know where they're coming from. 2 years ago, I found them. They're up in the Zollinger's pit, gravel pit up there.
Yeah.
But we've treated that, so I don't know if it's... So I don't know. Other than that, last thing is I'm leaving tomorrow for Philadelphia, and we'll be back next weekend. You can still get a hold of me if you need to, email or call. Everything is taken care of at the shop. We only have 3 days next week because of the 4th of July. We will be spraying Thursday night. I put it so that, Paul's not here, but Lewiston, Wednesday night we'll spray Lewiston so that it's taken care of for the 4th. And then also Wednesday night is Hiram. So I think that's everything.
There was no injuries on the accident, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, he was afraid to call it, actually.
Okay, clerk report.
I don't have much. I did just training and... checks. I did go through to see who has completed and who hasn't. So if I'm wrong, please let me know. But this is who I have completed and their certificates to me, whether it's paper or email to me. And then these are the ones I have not completed for this year.
Naughty side.
Yeah. I tried it. I can't. Yeah. It says I've been on it, and I can't remember what it told me.
Yeah, I remember you said, now that you say that.
Been on,
so
it won't let me on again, or my something. No, my.
What's the address for that?
Password doesn't work. Something.
I will get that to you at the end because I don't know it off the top
okay.
of my head.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
That's Dr. Grob's stuff.
You started it, and then
you can. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's all I got. Sick.
Okay. You would approve bills.
That is where we're standing for Zions in the PTAF and where our budget looks. Just overall, we got our typical payroll. We got our supplies for the Delta side, some surveillance stuff, maintenance, fuel, operation, travel. I know different things for the travel.
Is that website a one-time thing, or
yeah.
is that ongoing?
Yeah, so that...
One time each year.
That's the year. Our yearly payment for Streamline was $1,440, and then...
And then $300.
We got a logo design.
Our old one, our ones, it works, but we're going to update it. I'll bring it to you next week or next month.
Then phones, and then just the different equipment and drones.
That larvicide equipment, I bought another backpack spreader. And can't remember what I did with the drones.
The Force 27 drones, what's that?
That's what I was trying to remember what I...
You had the payment for 170 payment today.
Oh, that's right.
And then you had other smaller checks.
I cannot remember what I did.
Yeah, there was some... Bought something from Amazon. Like, I can tell you where they are, but I can't tell specifically what they were.
What's that? On the right side, the comments there.
Those are your, I put what each for sale chemical.
Oh, the chemicals there. Okay. I'll let you know what the drone stuff was, but then it was specific for the drones, but I can't remember why I put it underneath that. So we're still way under the drone. Right there.
So yeah, we've only paid about half of what's in the drone.
And I've got most everything. So, yeah, I get.
Well, that's it.
Better hurry, the presidential debate's on. The circus is going.
Is that your motion to pay the bills?
Craig Hidalgo moves that we pay, review, approve the bills.
Gregory B. second.
Our motion is second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything we need on the agenda for next month's meeting? Seeing none, did I hear a motion to adjourn?
Dave Gatherer moved to adjourn.
I have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Most of
you stay here.
20-minute meeting. The next one. We're halfway through the year.
I was actually, as I pulled it up, I went, oh, yeah, we should do that.
Ready,
yeah.
Time, so you can get in or...
No, it's good.
Yeah.